Welcome to the M&A Cornercast, a podcast focused on the world of mergers and acquisitions, helping inform the business owners and advisors we work with every day. I'm your host, Chuck Dallas. I have more than 10 years of experience with mergers and acquisitions, both from a corporate perspective and as an outside advisor. Today, we welcome Lisa Cribben to the podcast. She is a partner in the Valuation, M&A, and Transaction Services Division with Whipley LLP, based out of De Pere, Wisconsin. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Chuck.
Appreciate you being here with us today, and we're excited to have you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you've worked in the M&A industry, Lisa. So why don't you kick things off by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about your background.
Sure, I can do that, Chuck. So for the last 20-plus years, I've been working at Whipley in their valuation, forensic, litigation, and transaction services team. Spend really about 100% of my time focused on helping clients with various transactions that might relate to value, whether it's for gifting or estate tax considerations for their business, or buying and selling a business, or whether it's regarding litigation or divorce work as it relates to value. So I've been spending approximately 20 plus years in that field and spend close to 100% of my time working on those situations. I am a certified appraiser with a couple different organizations. One, the AICPA, has a business valuation certification, and the American Society of Appraisers also has a business valuation certification. And it's very important if you're working in the value field to be certified, because it does take a lot of experience and understanding as it relates to value and how to assess value outside of a transaction, just understanding those considerations from a buyer's and seller's perspective. So I've learned a lot over the last 20 years, and that experience has helped me tremendously to help clients currently with their valuation needs.
So, Lisa, I'm quite familiar with Whipley LLP, but possibly our listeners are not. Can you give us a little bit of background on Whipley and what industries that you work with as a CPA firm?
So Whipley is a Midwest-born entity, but we've grown quite a bit over the last 5 to 10 years with acquisitions. So we're a national player in the CPA and consulting industry. We have offices all over the U.S., from coast to coast, in California and Washington, out to Philly and New England. And our roots are really still in the Midwest. So we're still very Midwest focused. We have quite a few of our offices here in Wisconsin, in Minnesota, in Illinois. And our focus for a lot of our client work is really in the closely held small to medium to large size businesses. And that really personal touch is really what we focus on with our clients, just providing that exceptional client service to help them be successful in their businesses.
Perfect. That's great. Let's see, when I started my career back in the late 80s, we had Whipley doing our audit. So I've known and had fun working with Whipley team for many years. So thanks for that background.
Well, thanks, Chuck, for that plug. We appreciate that.
So Lisa, you've had quite the career in M&A and the accounting area. What led you to the M&A industry?
Well, when I started and graduated out of college, I have a little bit of a different path to this area. I worked at Wisconsin Public Service in their accounting department and held various roles. But the last role I held was as a controller of a small division of Wisconsin Public Service. And there we were doing some acquisitions and some due diligence work, and I really enjoyed that work. Then when I had the opportunity, actually it was shortly after my first son was born, I was looking for a little more flexibility and was very interested in getting actively involved in the M&A and due diligence market. I was able to join Wifley and spend 100% of my time working in the valuation and transaction services area. So it was a great opportunity. I've enjoyed it tremendously. I did leave for a small period of time and joined as a CFO for a nursing home chain, but came back after about a year because I just loved working with all the different clients and helping them with their valuation and merger and acquisition needs.
Great. Yeah. Well, very similar to myself, Lisa, and having that acquisition background from a corporation. And as you bring it to a firm, it really helps you out because you've been on the buy side. You've maybe even handled sales transactions. So it helps you with the overall valuation process, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just understanding the buyers and the sellers needs, their interests, what they're looking at, what they're looking for. Because ultimately, from a valuation perspective, what we're trying to do is come up with that value that a buyer and seller would agree to. So understanding what buyers and sellers view is very important to the work that I do.
Right, right. And, you know, Lisa, a lot of our listeners are either business owners themselves or advisors to business owners. So can you walk us through the instances where they may find themselves in need of a certified valuation rather than an estimate of value?
Sure, absolutely. So even from a valuation perspective, we provide a lot of different types of service. And it goes from what we would call a calculation of value, which is really not putting our opinion on the value, but it's doing the valuation procedures, coming up with income number, coming up with a multiple, working with the client to really, you know, define what those might be, and then using our normal valuation procedures to come up with that. And a lot of times we're doing that for transition planning, you know, for a client to have some sort of estimate of value for their retirement planning or their transition planning services. When you need a opinion of value, that's where you might need it for IRS or governmental purposes. If it's gifting or estate planning, you need a certified valuation to support it for tax purposes. So that's when you really need that opinion of value. For divorce, sometimes we're doing opinions of value. Sometimes we're just helping with the calculation of value. Really depends on how contentious the divorce might be. We do opinions of value for shareholder disputes and other litigation. And sometimes for like an ESOP plan, if there's company-owned ESOP, we would definitely be doing an opinion of value in those situations as well. So we run the gamut in regards to the levels of service. Obviously, the calculation of value comes with a much lower price than the opinion of value. And we will focus our work effort on really what the client needs in each situation. So there's many times we are doing calculations of value, but many times when we're also doing that full service opinion of value as well.
Right. Well, and some of the clients that you're working with, that we're working with, they don't need or they can't afford a full-blown audit of their business. Maybe they've never even done a review or a compilation. So really having a CPA firm put together this certified valuation helps them out for the various purposes you outlined, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we see a lot of people using online business calculators, business value calculators, or just doing a back of the envelope calculation. They're really not worth the paper they're put on because there's so many nuances that we have to factor into the valuation,
right,
that it really takes a keen eye. And that's why it takes, you know, 5 years to get that experience needed to do valuations, because you really need to know what you're looking for.
You're exactly right. Every valuation that you look at has some nuances to it that you have to take into consideration. It isn't a boilerplate process. So, yes, taking the time and getting an understanding of the business definitely helps you put together a better value, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like if you're just looking at a multiple, it doesn't factor in things like, you know, is there excess assets? What are maybe some of the normalization adjustments we might make to your income? You know, what is a normal working capital level? Do you have liabilities that you need to factor into the equation? all those things really require somebody that has the experience in looking at this and also understanding what buyers and sellers look at. Because as we know, when buyers and sellers negotiate, it's not done in a half an hour. It's done over months and months of process. And from a valuation perspective, that's what we're trying to do, is really uncover everything that a buyer and a seller would be discussing when they're trying to come up with a price.
Great. No, that's good advice. That's perfect. You know, Lisa, we've all seen the ups and downs in the last few years with the different tax law changes that have been happening. How has that affected your work and what you're doing with the firm?
Well, we always have to be on the lookout or understand what's going on from not only a tax perspective, but from accounting perspective too, because accounting regs change how income is reported on financial statements. And so we need to understand that. So it's great to be part of a CPA firm that has that understanding and can provide that information for us. Because as you're looking at whether it's an audit or a compilation, just the reliability of the financial information, and just keeping abreast of tax implications, because we also help as part of our job, we help provide purchase price allocations or purchase sale allocations. And the allocation of value from a seller's perspective makes a big difference as to what they're going to have to pay in taxes on that transaction. Right. So we help our clients from that perspective too, because we can help them reduce their tax burden in a transaction just by helping them define how to allocate that price from a tax perspective. So we work very closely with our tax group when we're working on a transaction to help our clients maximize their after-tax cash flow.
No, you know, we've talked about this in some of our past podcasts, Lisa, but it's so important to have your CPA firm look at your tax implications of a sale, to work with your financial planner so that you know, is the price you're getting enough for you into retirement, and then the right attorney as well as an M&A advisor. So yes, that's a nice benefit to have yourself attached to a CPA firm.
Yeah, absolutely. It really takes a team to help these clients be as successful as possible in the transaction and also make sure the transaction happens. Too often when transactions without the proper information don't actually occur because there's just too much of a gap between buyer and seller. So we can help bridge that gap and help them understand what is a good deal and what might not be a good deal.
Let's say a business owner is considering either an internal transfer or possibly gifting of their business. How would you advise them early on in the process, Lisa?
The first thing I would suggest is have them contact a qualified appraiser to advise them. Obviously, you also want to work with your attorney too in that process, just to make sure that you're doing things correctly, having the right considerations as you're doing that internal transfer or gifting. And it's more than just value, I would say. It's more about how to structure it for the next generation, how to make sure that the right individuals are getting the gift of stock, whether it's voting versus non-voting stock. There's more than just value considerations. And those of us have been in the market for a long time understand and have seen what happens when things are really not taken into consideration that should be taken into consideration. So working with a qualified, experienced appraiser and qualified, experienced attorney is really important in the overall internal transfer or gifting process.
It can be very common out there that mom and dad decide to transfer to son and daughter or both. And, you know, having a trusted advisor that can help you through that process, so you're fair to your children as they take it over, but you're also fair to the parents because this is what they're going to rely on in retirement. That's a huge factor, isn't it?
Absolutely. When we start these process and start talking to our clients about gifting, we really want to understand their goals and objectives. And then if we understand their goals and objectives, we can consult with them to come up with the best format for them. You know, are they looking to get the most cash out of the business for retirement? Are they looking to just transfer to their kids? Who's going to be the best manager of the business going forward? because it doesn't always have to tie ownership with management. I mean, many companies are not managed by the shareholders of the business, but then you have to structure that correctly too. So it's really, you know, looking at the goals and objectives and coming up with the right plan for those business owners. And that's what we can help them do.
And really some lead time in that process is needed, isn't it, Lisa? This is something you should really be visiting about a couple of years before you're ready to actually do that internal transfer or do that gifting so that you can look at the various aspects of this transaction and make sure that you feel comfortable with what's going to happen.
Right, absolutely. Business transition planning is really important. I would say we often recommend 5 years out to start with that planning. We have a separate business transition planning group at Whipley too that really assess, make an assessment as to looking at the company and arriving at what are the best options for them too. So our valuation group works very closely with our business transition group at Whipley just to help those clients be as successful as possible. But if you don't plan for it up front, it's going to be really chaotic when you are looking to transition. So we usually recommend at least 5 years beforehand, before doing a transaction or transitioning, you know, management or ownership, to understand what are your goals and objectives and then taking the time to do it right.
Yeah, we've talked about this again in past sessions that we've had, but here could be your largest asset of greatest value that's out there. And some business owners really don't know what is the value of their business. So to have that early on and then to do this type of planning to minimize your tax liability, be fair with how you're transferring things over, just really makes for a better transaction, doesn't it, Lisa?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've seen way too many business owners wait till the last minute. And then, you know, they ask us for a value and we tell them our opinion of the value based on our understanding of the market, and it doesn't fit into their retirement goals. You know, so then they have to work that much longer. We try to help them figure out how to get there. But if you're not planning and you don't have a realistic estimate of the value of your business, then it's going to mess up when you want to retire. And we don't want that for our clients. We want them to know and plan ahead and not find out the year that they're looking to retire that they're not going to be able to meet their retirement objectives. And right. A lot of times we see 80 to 90% of a business owner's value or investment value is in their business. So it's really critical to plan ahead and look at ways to maximize value, maximize, you know, to try and have a diversification of their investments. And we can help them with that as well if we know and can have some time.
Perfect. Well, and great advice. Lisa, I want to thank you for being with us today on the M&A Cornercast and sharing some of your experiences. Again, listeners, we're visiting today with Lisa Cribben from Whipley LLP. They're a national CPA firm, and Lisa is out of the Northeastern Wisconsin offices. So thank you very much, Lisa. Really appreciate you visiting with us. Thank you for tuning in to the M&A Cornercast. Hopefully we gave you some insight into the world of mergers and acquisitions. We'll see you back again next Thursday with a brand new episode.